It's not unusual for a local council to pass a law banning this or that. Dogs must be on a lead, the garbage must be put out on Tuesdays, that sort of thing. But a village in Italy has come up with a unique edict, die at your peril. Our Europe correspondent Philip Williams has more.
In the mayoral office in the village of Falciano in southern Italy, a new decree is on display for all to see. From now on, it's illegal to die here. The decree reads, it's forbidden for residents to go beyond the boundaries of earthly life and go into the afterlife. Well, that's good news if the Grim Reaper was hovering a little close to you. After all, from now on, every villager can look him in the eye and say, I can't die, it's against the law. It's not for any spiritual reason. It's a bit more practical and down to earth than that. In fact, it is all about earth and the lack of it.
Il problema è sorto quando hanno fatto la divisione del territorio, perché nel fare la divisione del territorio gli amministratori di allora.
As the mayor Giulio Cesar Fava explained, when his village split from a neighbouring town, they couldn't agree a plan on a new cemetery. So now the existing plots are all full, and that's that. So until a new cemetery can be created, the official order is no more dying. The old adage has it there are only two certainties in life, death and taxes. In Italy, taxes have long been something of a suggestion rather than an obligation, and now death too is ruled out. So surely Falciano is heaven on earth.
Chissà quanti cittadini che potrebbero arrivare qua, non si muore, è un posto bellissimo, buono.
Certainly local Antonio Scariano thinks so. I wonder how many people might ask for citizenship here. You cannot die here, he says. It's a beautiful place. You can have a very long eternal life. It'd be nice.
Credo che si è trattato di una provocazione perché non abbiamo il potere di limitare la.
The local priest Don Valentino Simonello has reminded everyone that defying death by decree is the gift of God, not the mayor. It's unclear what punishments await those who defy the law and die anyway. The death penalty has to be ruled out in these cases. Already two of the 4,000 residents of Falciano have turned up their toes and therefore their fingers at the law, and there are no doubt others with similarly rebellious plans. But rules is rules, the law is to be obeyed, so in this part of Italy, the good life is also the long life, in fact, the eternal life, until they get the new cemetery built, that is, which could trigger a backlog of burials. Or just maybe the locals will get used to this immortality business and bury the cemetery instead. This is the very mortal Philip Williams for Correspondence Report.